Ever noticed how the busiest people aren't always the most successful? You could work 80-hour weeks, attend endless meetings, and still feel like you're spinning your wheels. Here's why. There's a fundamental difference between motion and progress. Since Peter Drucker distinguished between doing things right, efficiency, and doing the right things, effectiveness, in 1967, the business world has evolved dramatically. Today's leaders can't choose one or the other. They need both simultaneously. This concept of efficient effectiveness represents the sweet spot where strategic vision meets flawless execution. Think of it like a GPS system. Effectiveness ensures you're heading to the right destination, while efficiency determines whether you take the scenic route or the highway. In our hyper-connected, rapidly changing business environment, mastering this balance isn't optional, it's survival. Leadership has fundamentally transformed from command and control to something more nuanced and collaborative. The 3T leadership model breaks down what modern executives actually do into three interconnected dimensions: strategic thinking, think, team focus, team, and tactical work, tactics. What makes this framework powerful is its recognition that leadership isn't one size fits all. Senior leaders spend most time on strategic thinking, then team development, then tactics. Directors flip the priority to team, strategy, tactics. Managers focus on team, tactics, strategy. Individual contributors concentrate on tactics, team, strategy. Notice how team appears in every configuration? That's intentional. The old image of the isolated genius leader is dead. Even perceived lone wolves like Einstein and Steve Jobs surrounded themselves with talented collaborators. Your role as a leader increasingly resembles that of an orchestra conductor. You're not playing every instrument, but you're ensuring everyone plays in harmony toward a shared vision.
Strategic thinking starts with one question: what is the desired outcome? The execution continuum shows how clarity flows from core values through mission, vision, strategic objectives, down to individual performance metrics. When Hostess brands collapsed, it wasn't about product quality. They failed to adapt to health-conscious consumers. Cultural inertia killed them. Strategy means embracing change. Only marketing and innovation generate profit. Everything else is expense. Yet leaders resist innovation because it demands leaving comfort zones. As Nietzsche observed, "The snake which cannot cast its skin has to die." Effective strategic thinking requires clear communication, decisive action, and courage to occasionally take a wrong turn rather than no turn at all. Analysis paralysis kills more projects than bad decisions. Organizations grow top-heavy when leaders won't abandon failing initiatives. The solution? Reduce bureaucracy, apply simple rules, include sunset clauses for all projects. With change accelerating, rigid 3 to 5 year plans become obsolete. Frontline employees need permission and flexibility to execute in the moment using whatever tactics achieve company goals.
Modern executives function as visionary facilitators rather than dictators, a crucial shift in a knowledge economy where talented employees can leave anytime. Building effective teams starts with meaningful challenge. Smart workers achieve more but bore easily. Studies show employees with demanding work report higher satisfaction than those with too little. When Robert Eckert joined struggling Mattel as CEO in 2000, he thanked employees for their fine work and the even better work they were about to do. This simple gratitude helped transform Mattel into a manufacturing leader, landing them on Fortune's Best Companies to Work For list for 6 consecutive years. You can't directly motivate people, but you can create motivating environments. HubSpot CEO Brian Holligan fires employees with great ideas, then appoints them CEOs of their own change initiatives within the company. Unleashing creativity costs nothing except relinquishing control. Google's 20% time produced Gmail and AdSense.
Modern loyalty doesn't require lifelong commitment. Foster it through trust, respect, consistency, and empowering people without excessive interference. Engagement thrives when teams understand strategic goals, feel trusted to take initiative, and see strong leadership by example. While technology has freed workers from traditional restraints, you can still create environments where people naturally want to overdeliver. Build on this foundation through metacognition, our ability to evaluate our own thinking, engineer your work patterns for maximum effectiveness, disable wireless connections if the internet distracts you, or schedule demanding tasks when your mental energy peaks. Metacognition also reveals how others think, letting you assign work aligned with their natural strengths. Ironically, those gravitating toward leadership tend to be independent types, yet humans achieve peak productivity only through teamwork. The advantages are clear: efficiency through many hands, leveraging multiple skill sets, increased accountability from not wanting to disappoint teammates, and synergy that produces results greater than individual contributions combined. Adopting employer thinking means treating the business as your own and taking full accountability. True professionals don't blame others for failures. When respected colleagues offer criticism, listen carefully. They're helping you improve. Practice four key steps: listen without excuses, ask for specific examples, take corrective action, and follow up. Time is your most precious, non-renewable resource. Once you've determined your hourly value, delegate extensively and avoid false economy. Combat infobesity by limiting information exposure, taking real breaks, and checking email only 5 to 7 times daily rather than constantly monitoring it. The 6D information management system provides a practical framework. Discard anything unnecessary, delegate when possible, do items requiring less than 3 minutes immediately, date tasks you can't do now, drawer information that may be useful later, and deter unnecessary information by unsubscribing. This system helps maximize productivity while protecting your time and mental energy. In today's environment, agility, responding to change with speed and flexibility, is essential. Break projects into independent pieces with separate milestones that can progress simultaneously. Hire for versatility rather than indispensability. When someone becomes irreplaceable, the team can't advance without them. Build backup through overlapping skills, cross-training, clear documentation, and succession planning. Effective leadership requires self-care. Health enables productivity, not the reverse. Working long hours often cuts into activities that keep us healthy, creating an unproductive cycle. 5 critical health factors are sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, nutrition, hydration, at least a quart daily, exercise, which increases energy, and mental health, maintaining happiness through pleasant surroundings and breaks. These factors are interrelated. Improvements in one area positively affect others, collectively boosting productivity. Instead of doing more to sharpen mental alertness, leaders should do less. Overworking dulls your mental edge rather than honing it. Work hard, but don't live to work. Master productivity to leave on time, recharge, and invest in relationships. As one executive notes, business is a series of sprints. You summon full energy when needed, knowing intense effort is temporary. Doing the right things right means finding where effectiveness meets efficiency, where strategic vision translates into flawless execution through engaged, empowered teams. The future belongs to leaders who understand leadership is about contribution, not position, who facilitate rather than dictate, and recognize that results define productivity, not busyness. Modern leadership requires balancing thinking strategically, building motivated teams, managing your energy, and creating adaptable systems. Thriving leaders aren't necessarily the smartest or hardest working. They're those who orchestrate these elements into a coherent whole, creating organizations where people are engaged, strategies are clear, execution is flawless, and everyone maintains the energy to sustain excellence over time.